Hey, hey, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, honey. It is Twisted Up Tuesday and Tangeray Tuesday, baby. Get ready to get down with it. It is March 29th, 2022, 5 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, Nigeria, Germany. Do have an honorary member in India, Karan Batani. Yes, indeed. Now, let me tell you. Now, listen. Milo and Gizmo, don't come yapping up in here on today. Y'all know what? See, listen. Let me tell y'all something. They got a whole new studio. They done put Studio E down up in here. Studio E. So now they got Gizmo and Milo. They got Cinderella and her fellas. You know, they got, I don't know, Snow White, everybody up in here. You know, they got this whole theme going on. You know, they ice skating and doing everything. I don't, Gizmo, if you don't get your perky lips off my gumbo rump, I'm going to whoop your tail, okay? Sit down. Don't be throwing your paws up at me. Don't throw your paws up at me. Listen, let me tell y'all something. This show is being brought to you by gumbarum.com, gumbarum.com, the smoothest rum on the planet. It is smooth. It's so smooth, they say it's wicked smooth. Honey, listen. When I get a sip of gumbarum, I go, But listen, y'all. Folks that really like rum, they drink it like this. And they just really enjoy it. Let me tell you something. It is infused with vanilla and coconut. Oh, honey, we got gumbo rum silver and gumbo rum gold. And it is... Yes. Now, listen, let me get on down with it. I have a musical showcase for you on today. And I just love North of Tomorrow. Y'all know what? Let me tell you something. Let me dial it back a little bit because I really do like North of Tomorrow. They are bad. They are so silky. They are sweet. Their music is great. Their music is entertaining. But most of all, y'all know what? North of Tomorrow's music is on a whole nother level. Not only is it entertaining, it's very therapeutic. I'm telling you, you can listen to North of Tomorrow and really get some stuff done. You can get some self-care things done for you when listening to North of Tomorrow. I promise you that, my darling. Listen, mama would not lie to you. I would not lie to you. Now, listen. This particular song I'm going to play right now is My Sweet Spot. I love this song. And I'm going to tell y'all, you know, we're all about self-care. We must be about self-care. Listen to me. Now, me, I love to take care of everybody. Now, this guy here, too. This guy here, too. Now, I'm so guilty. I am so guilty. I'm the number one person that needs self-care. Because, honey, I will run around and take care of everybody. Y'all know that ain't good. But you know how Libras are. Folks that's born in October, we just that way. We got to have everything on the balance. When stuff get out of balance, we go crazy. We go nuts. I am telling you. So, listen. Let me go and get down to this music, My Sweet Spot. Then I'm going to come back and tell you about North of Tomorrow, why you need this music in your library, because it is great music that's therapeutic, and it's great for self-care, and I'm going to help you. And all my writers out there, all my people that's having writer's block problems, I did a crash course the other day. I told you I used to do, I had a course that I was teaching, Crush Your Writer's Block. And I'm telling you, the music that you need to help you to crush your writer's block is North of Tomorrow. It will help you to crush that. If you have a problem where you need to get through and break through your writer's block, or you're having that problem right now, you need North of Tomorrow in your music library. Now, listen, once again, this number is Sweet Spot, My Sweet Spot. You're going to love this. I enjoy this tune. It's one of my favorites, My Sweet Spot. Take a listen.
Love that will rescue you, a love
Some bad get down music right there. That is so Chuck Mangione level. I am telling you what's the truth. This is a musical showcase that's being brought to you by the Fierce Men Network and Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. This is a musical showcase for North of Tomorrow. And I'm telling you, it is certainly the music for today. It is really good stuff. It's the music for today and the music for families. You know, this is great, wholesome music. Now, we're going to do this. I love this song, My Sweet Spot. I love that song. I love it, love it, love it. It is bad jamming. It is polished. It's perfection. It is so crisp, so clean. Yes, I'm going to play another song by Nova tomorrow as well, but I'm going to do this. The other day, I did a really, really quick crash. Crush Your Writer's Block. I did it really quick. So listen, if you're tuning in, if you just happen to be listening right now, I'm going to do another one really quickly for My Sweet Spot because I love that song. So listen now, if you're having a problem with writing, getting your words down on the paper, I'm going to do this really quick. I'm going to show you guys how to unlock that and how to crush your writer's block. So we're going to do this right now. So now listen, what you do. Now here is 5:12 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone. So it's in the evening time, which is an okay time to do crush your writer block, but I prefer to do it 8 a.m., 9 a.m. I prefer to do it in a spot like a library or out in nature. But if you don't have neither one of those things, you can still do it in your home, maybe in your bedroom, just sitting down really quiet, get your journal, get your paper. If you don't have your journal, your notepad, just get a piece of paper. Now, this is what you're going to do. You're going to sit there. You're going to be quiet. You're going to quiet yourself. You're going to quiet your breathing. It's almost like you're going into your mode for meditation, but you're not going to meditate. You're going to unlock your right. It's like you're going to crush it. So this is how you crush it. Now, I like my sweet spot, and I'm going to play It Could Have Been Me. I'm going to do a little bit for you, but It Could Have Been Me. So what you're going to do, you're going to start your music up. You're going to quiet your mind. Whatever you was going on, whatever you were thinking about, you know, just release that, release it, release it, release it, release it. And when you start your music to playing, don't think about anything. Focus on the music. You're going to focus on the music. So as the music plays, you're going to focus on the music. And once you focus on the music, you just let your creativity flow with the music. Let your creativity flow with the music. And then you're going to begin to write. Now, don't force yourself to write about whatever project you have to write on. That's not what it's about. It is an exercise. It is a creative exercise to help you crush your writer's block. You're going to focus on the music. And so as you focus your intentions, you're going to intentionally focus on the music. And then you'll begin to write down the sentences, write down your sentences as they come to you. And what you can do is save the writings for future projects that you'll need in the future. So you'll begin to write. It doesn't have to make sense. Just begin to let the ideas flow, and it's going to help you to crush your writer's block. And then what you'll be able to do, you'll be able to exit the exercise and then go back to the project that you're having trouble with writing. So let's do this. Up next, I'm going to play It Could Have Been Me, but I'm going to do it to my sweet spot because I love that song. So listen, we're going to do this. Pay attention. Quiet yourself. Listen to my voice. Quiet yourself. Okay, so this is my sweet spot. I'm not going to play it loud. I'm going to play it down a little bit lower. So I want you to do this. My sweet spot. Listen to the music. So that's intentionally listening to the music. You're intentionally setting your intention while listening to the music, and then you will begin to write what comes to your mind. That's the way you intentionally crush your writer's block. You set your focus, you set your intention on the music, and as you do that, you let that music just go in, come in, pour into you, and then you just go ahead and write. You're going to write whatever is coming to your energy. You're just going to write that down on the paper, okay? And so that's the way you're going to crush your writer's block. You're going to do that. If it doesn't happen the first time, the first session, you can do it the next session with yourself. You don't have to have anyone to guide you through it. You can do it yourself. You can unlock it yourself. And so those are steps that you're going to do. Set your intention. Set your focus on the music that you're listening to, okay? And then you're going to let that music go in. The energy of the music is going to come into your energy, and then you just begin to write. It's going to help you to crush that writer's block. It's the energy and the vibe. And so that's why it's so important to use different types of music on different types of level. And so North of Tomorrow has a great vibe. It has a great level of energy. Their frequency of music is awesome. And so that's why I love North of Tomorrow, because the frequency of this music is really fantastic. If you're trying to do something like crush your writer's block, if you're trying to do something creative, it is really great for that, because their frequency and their vibe is just off the chain. And that's why I'm so huge when it comes to energy. And when it comes to energy, positive energy, when you come to energy that shifts, North of Tomorrow music is shifting music. To me, in my personal opinion, I just really believe and I know that it's music that can shift you in a direction that you're trying to flow in. So we as human beings, I don't mean to go into these teaching sessions, but it just kind of happens. But North of Tomorrow's music is just on that frequency and can't help it. So North of Tomorrow's music is a shifting kind of music. It's going to shift you to where you're trying to get to, okay? And so that's why I just love North of Tomorrow. I'm really serious about when it comes to energy. And so if you're trying to finish a project or do something, this is it. Know for Tomorrow is the music that you need to have in your music library. I'm going to play one more tune by North of Tomorrow. And so you guys remember that you can always sign up and you can always log on to the Fierce Woman Network and listen to this episode again. You can do that at facebook.com. Use keyword Fierce Woman Network. Give the page a like and a follow. And you can always replay these episodes to go through the steps again and again and again. So the next one is It Could Have Been Me. I'm going to play this for your listening pleasure. This is for your listening pleasure. It Could Have Been Me. This is North of Tomorrow. I also want you to visit their website, northoftomorrow.com. Northoftomorrow.com.
My best was good midnight. For 2:03 a.m. I stay away from the streetlights. I like the darkness on my skin. Thank you. my best work at midnight. At midnight.
Hey, 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 it could have been me. Love it, love it, love it. Once again, this is the musical showcase for North of Tomorrow. It's the musical salute for North of Tomorrow. I want you guys to visit their website, northoftomorrow.com. Please remember the show is being brought to you by the Fierce Female Network and Gumbarum.com. Gumbarum.com make it very affordable, and it makes it very accessible for you guys to have a platform and a showcase. So this show is being backed by Gumbarum, Gumbarum.com. Guess what, guys? I am pretty much out of time. It has been a stone cold blast. And right now, I just want to take a moment to thank Gumbarum. I really do appreciate them, and I do really thank Gumbarum.com for all that they do for the Fierce Female Network and making this platform available for you. I also want to thank my international listeners. I want to take a moment out to thank them because they are so loyal, and I really do appreciate them. Those listeners that come in and listen and they tune in from the UK, India, the Netherlands, and Ireland. I really do appreciate you guys very, very much for listening. Yeah, I really do appreciate it. Everyone that I log in and see that those listeners, those numbers are still sticking. So it's a privilege, it's an honor. I really do thank you once again, listeners that come in from the UK, India, the Netherlands, and Ireland. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And once again, this was a musical showcase and a salute for North of Tomorrow. The showcase is going on today and tomorrow. Now listen up, they do have an album that's coming out and being released on March 31st. And so if you just come in, if you did miss a little crash course for Crush Your Writer's Block, I want you guys to download. I want you to go ahead and stream. The show is available on all major streaming platforms. I want you to listen to on your favorite platform and go through the steps, y'all. If you're a writer and you have a little problem breaking through, go on and listen and follow the steps, and it will help you to crush your writer's block on right now. It's been a stone cold blast. I am out of time, and listen, I get to come back on tomorrow and do it all over again. Listen now, y'all have a good night.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it.
She's
hold up.
Fierce, fierce. She's fierce, 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 fierce. She.